entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 209.
And it's Tuesday, November 14th, 2017.
The gang is all back together again. Jeffy, it's good to have you here.
Tis I.
And we've got, well, it's going to be a shorter podcast because we're pressed for time.
Yeah.
There's a birthday party happening shortly hereafter, mm-hmm. and we must attend. But we do have things to get to. We've got some feedback. We've got update on the polls since the last time we were here. Come on in.
Come in.
All right, we've got good news. That sound you heard of someone walking into the door creaking a little bit, was great news.
It was.
I'll let you introduce that, because I'm not totally sure what it is, Layton.
We have feedback,
some
Ruben.
More feedback than what I had said we would have.
Yeah.
All right.
We have so much feedback.
Extended feedback.
Are we going to dive into the feedback segment, or do you want to finish doing a summary of what is to come?
Let's continue to do the summary. Okay. I've got a great Trump tweet for you that maybe you've heard before, but it's a recent Trump tweet.
Cafefe.
And I'm thinking of making this more Cafefe. Regular occurrence because there are some great Trump tweets. this is the greatest one so far.
Oh, wow.
I've got a tip for you, and then I don't know what you guys have. Jeff, you have something you want to talk about?
I actually am low on content this week.
Well, what? But you are the lifeblood of so many segments.
And you took a week, but you took a week off last week.
I did.
All right. Maybe you can tell us where
I took a week doing nothing.
Maybe you can tell us what you've got going this evening, because you're not going to be at the birthday party.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Layton, do you have something besides this feedback?
Not really.
All right. So, and like we mentioned, it's going to be a shorter episode.
Yeah,
because of things
that's true.
Got going.
You warned.
So, real quickly, there was a little bit of feedback on Facebook, and it's from your father, Layton.
What?
Yeah.
Dad.
Your dad called you out. He said, I listened to your podcast this week, and Layton talks about the direction of the wind, and east wind will blow west. So if there is an east wind blowing, his leaves will not be blowing east, but west. Layton had his directions all mixed up. In fact, he had it totally backwards. So we are so
thanks, Dad. Thanks. That's my father.
What other feedback do you have in your hand?
This feedback is from an anonymous woman who sent in feedback from the last episode, commenting on my fall story.
How convenient.
Here we go.
So, if Layton is the hemorrhoid to his neighbor's lawn, is winter going to breathe the preparation H that he can shove up his ass to cool the burning? Pardon my small touch of language, but I was just trying to think of something, you know, that could heal this wound between neighbors. And usually preparation H is needed in such cases. And when winter comes, it will cover up all all pain. So let me know if you think this is a good idea.
Well, barely. Winter cannot come soon enough, that's for sure. And that was golden feedback. The person did want to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
So we won't mention it. But feedback like that is golden.
It is. Golden nuggets of feedback.
Do you have a comment on it, Layton?
Only that I think she's right. I think that that the snow is the preparation H atop the hemorrhoid of the neighborhood.
And I guess
it's a good assessment.
We'll just wait, and you can give us an update how that's all going as fall continues, as we get closer to winter.
Yeah.
Man, we've just got tons of buzzings going on tonight.
Phone calls after text messages.
Okay. I guess I'll update you on the polls. Last 2 weeks ago, we had a poll question about if you guys would be interested in more meaningful inspirational.
I think we already went through these results because there was one person that said.
We did, but the more people have voted.
More people have voted.
Only a few more. It's now up to 10.
So three.
No, actually, none of them voted no. There's now 9 yeses and 1 no.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I think because of the results from from last week, I think people felt like, oh, well, no, they do enjoy inspirational things.
Okay, good.
And they want more, some more of it. It won't be a ton of it.
But fans have spoken.
We'll have some more, as we have been doing for so long, so that nothing will really change. But
your vote does count.
Doesn't
matter.
It doesn't matter.
The great Trump tweet.
Yeah, lay it on us.
The great Trump tweet.
You should follow Donald Trump on Twitter because...
What's his... Is it at president?
No, or? It's at real Donald Trump. Okay. This is something he had before he became president.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, sorry.
And people, everyone knows he tweets a lot. Anyway, this is one of his... This is from a few days ago. And he says, "Why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat? Oh, well, I try so hard to be his friend, and maybe someday that will happen."
I feel like that just like...
That is real. That is a real tweet. So maybe we'll continue to do that. He tweets so much, I know I'll miss a bunch of them, but if you run across one that you think is worthy, then maybe you can take a snapshot of it and either message it to us or, yeah, send us an email. Anyway, that's your great Trump tweet for the week.
I feel like Trump's diplomatic skills are about as well,
are on par with our podcasting skills.
Actually, I think our podcasting skills, like, we openly say, like, ha, your vote doesn't count. Like, we love your feedback, but we don't actually listen to it. I feel like that's still more diplomatic than what Donald Trump is with like actual like events that affect the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually kind of baffling.
Yeah.
I was messing with my settings on my phone. This is the tech tip for you.
Ooh, tech tips.
And I was getting frustrated with my search. So if you pull down from the main screen, you get search on an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, this is again specific to iOS.
Oh.
And I would often use it to find apps I don't have on my first page.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm looking for the eBay app or whatever. And I was getting frustrated because the eBay app was not showing up, but a whole bunch of other results were showing up, like eBay settings. And it would show the icon for settings, and there's clearly some eBay settings inside just the main settings.
The settings app.
And I couldn't figure out why it wasn't even on my iPad. And I remembered earlier, a few months ago, I was going through my settings, and I was just, I found a setting for, Siri and search. And I was going through, and there was a list of all the apps on my phone inside settings and then Siri and search.
Okay.
And I was just turning off all the different, you can click on an app, and it says, allow information from 95.3 MNC, which is a local radio station.
Also an app.
Yeah, also an app. And that's where I was at. Allow that to appear in search, lookup, and keyword. Siri may learn from and make suggestions based on how you use this app. So I thought, you know what? I don't want Apple tracking and keeping and knowing how much I'm using. I don't want them to be...
You don't want them to know what you're buying off of eBay.
Well, I thought that if I would type something into the search, that it would actually be looking inside of the app. And I thought, I don't want that. All I use search for is to look up the app itself, to open up a new app. Right. However, when I went through and turned off all these apps,
mm-hmm.
my search would no longer work when I was looking up apps.
Oh,
really?
So, but here's my tech tip. Okay. Maybe you're searching for an app, and there's another app that always appears. If you never want to open up that app from the search, you can go into Siri and search
mm-hmm.
beneath settings, and you can just turn that off, and then it'll never appear in the search.
That is handy.
So I didn't accomplish what I was trying to do.
But
I stumbled upon something that I think could be valuable.
That's awesome.
Maybe one person out there would find this helpful.
Very good. I going off of your tech tip, I would actually say that I would want it to look inside of an app if I'm searching for something. For instance, if I want to listen to the Ben Shapiro show, I have to open up the iCatcher app that I normally use. That's my podcast app. And then find that podcast that and then click on that and then start the latest episode. It would be nice to just use search, like swipe down and search Ben Shapiro. And then
and it would show up.
It would open up the iCatcher app and go to his list of episodes. That would be cool. Like, I mean, I am all for just like getting exactly where I want to get to.
And one thing that is nice about this series, since they've updated it in version 11, is that you can often, if you're looking for a setting, I'm trying to think what would be a good example. Maybe Hotspot? Yeah, if you search, maybe your grandpa can't figure out how to turn on his Wi-Fi hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell him just to search for hotspot, it'll actually bring up that a link that you can click on. Then it'll open up directly to that place
to the
in settings.
To the settings, yeah.
So, that is handy.
Well, we're about 10, 15 minutes in. What else you guys got?
Well, I tried to come up with a single thought, and
it just didn't come.
I was feeling dry.
I'm sorry?
Jeff, you haven't been single long enough then.
Apparently not.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing tonight?
Yeah, so tonight I was invited to the birthday party. However, I am unable to make it because of a previously agreed upon engagement.
I'm so sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. I kind of wish I was going, but I was asked to be on a choir about a month ago, maybe.
Oh, like Covenant Choir?
No, not Covenant Choir.
Or Oasis?
It's just a small choir for a Christmas concert.
Is that Olaf?
At a and my piano teacher's studio or whatever.
The piano teacher
that I used to go to.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Anyways, it's Miss Dichter.
Yeah, I didn't know that you went to her.
Oh, she's your old teacher.
I went to Sarah.
She's my old teacher, yes.
I went to Sarah, and Miss Dichter is Sarah's teacher, but all my lessons were at Miss Dichter's studio.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
It's kind of like all together. Anyways, so they're doing this Christmas concert, and Miss Dichter's sub-teachers are also have their students in this Christmas, you know, a little recital for the parents and families and whatever, and I was asked to join a choir for that. Well, then I had mentioned to Miss Dichter that I, if she needed an assistant director, that I would be willing to, you know, try it out. And then she went ahead and made me the director.
Congratulations. Promotions. Promotions galore, Jeff. You are just one success story one success story to another.
Even when we don't try, we inspire people.
Oh, my goodness.
So here I am, not for sure knowing what I'm doing, going into a directing role. At least it's a small choir and there's only two songs, so it should be pretty easy, but it's just something new for me.
What are the two songs?
We're singing Joy to the World and the Coventry Carol.
Now, this is a choir, but is there, Miss Dichter's a piano teacher.
Yeah.
So is there a piano with the choir?
There will be a piano with the Coventry Carol, which is something that I have actually never done before. Ever.
Having accompaniment
while singing, and
wait.
I'm directing.
Wait,
something
so
that
you've
never
done
before.
Sang in a choir that's had accompaniment.
Right.
And now you're trying to direct a choir
that
has accompaniment.
Should be interesting.
Man, you're just like diving in, Jeff. This is great. This will look so good on your musical resume.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, now will you have one of those little chopsticks to help you direct, or are you just using your hands?
The single
a baton,
metal ones.
Baton?
It's called a baton?
You're talking about a baton?
The one that you tap. You tap it to get the choir's attention.
Oh, yeah.
You tap the stand.
I don't have one of those.
You need one of those. They won't respect you without that.
I can use my pencil, I guess.
Use an oversized needle.
Oh, that would work.
Yeah.
One of the, like a darning needle?
Well, no, just...
Like a crochet needle.
Not a crochet needle.
Crochet
either.
Needle. Yeah, there you go.
Take an actual needle and find a machine that can blow it up.
Like a crochet needle.
Yes.
Sharpened to a point.
Exactly.
With a hole drilled in.
You could just make one at the shop. Make your own needle at the shop.
I could get Bart to plasma one out.
He totally could.
And then sharpen it with a grinder.
Yeah.
So is this going to be recorded anywhere? So if people would want to see you direct, could they see it on Facebook?
Thankfully, it will not be recorded.
Yes, it will.
Yes, someone will post it on Facebook.
Somebody will take a portrait video that's like
super grainy.
It's very, very grainy. It looks like it will have been recorded with a toaster. And they'll post it on Facebook. At least like a small little section of it. Yeah, and we'll about we will
the last dig, 5 seconds of the song.
We will dig through the contents,
the archives
of Facebook to try to find this rare little gem of Jeff, his first directing opportunity of an accompaniment choir.
Jeff.
Something like that, yeah.
You're a song leader at Sandy Ridge at our church.
I have been in the past.
Do you like directing? Would you want to direct? Sometimes we have a choir at church, Sandy Ridge Choir. Is that something that is on your bucket list or things that, oh, yeah, that'd be fun to do?
Not necessarily on my bucket list, but I think I would enjoy it. I did take some directing classes at music camp the couple of years that I went. And it's something that interests me, but it's not something that, like, right now I haven't done enough of it to really feel that comfortable just, like, winging it and going for it.
I've sung in small weekend choirs, and there's different kinds of directors. I mean, there's the guys mm-hmm. that are barky and want to rip the song in half and change everything to it, and there's some that are more docile and kind of let people go along but doesn't try to change too much.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you fit in there?
I think it would depend. It depends whether it's like a professional thing or just something, you know, fun. If it was like a last minute small group to sing for a Sunday night at church, you know, I probably wouldn't care that much. But if we were singing for a wedding or something like that, then I would, you know, want to get it right. This is kind of maybe halfway in between, because I know if we screw up, then nobody will care. But I do want it to be good.
That's good. It's good to strive, even when you don't think it matters that much. It's good to strive for excellence in everything you do. Whatever right. thy hand findeth to do, whatever needle thy hand findeth to swing around, swing it vigorously.
That's right. And I have been, I'm lucky this time in that it's a small group of handpicked individuals who know how to sing well.
Hand
who have experience in singing well, with good groups. So
I'm surprised I wasn't asked. And she was my teacher. I would have been one of the prime.
I don't know. She asked your sister.
She did.
She asked probably doesn't sister. Remember you.
She remembers me very well.
I don't know.
I could
easily see her like Layton
glazing Layton? Over. There know. Was
it
a
doesn't ring a bell.
There was a Layton.
I have many a times. I was one of the most
problematic,
the least diligent of students that she had. She always strived for excellence and pushed her students well, and she pushed me much further than I would have ever gone on my own strength. but I never practiced my
I feel like
songs
this is,
that I was supposed to.
I feel like this is a bad thing to say. There's young listeners out there, Layton.
I know, and I'm trying to.
So why don't you make an example of yourself?
I hang my head in shame whenever I think of my piano education. It is one of the things that it's sort of like a stain on my record of things in the past. But to try to cover up this stain, I would often like. Rather than practicing, or rather than playing songs in her studio each week, I would try to strike up conversations about random things, totally like not even musical related, and try to discuss those so as to take up time, so that we wouldn't be able to get through all my songs. And it was so good when she would let me pick which ones I wanted to do first, which songs I was supposed to have practiced first, so that I could pick out the ones that I kind of felt the most comfortable with and then try to talk away those other ones. and it did work sometimes.
Because lessons are probably half an hour.
45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends what level you're at, I think.
It does. But I actually, one thing that was amazing with her teaching style is that, I mean, I enjoy piano. But I really, really liked, she made me enjoy the theory of music a lot more, and just she gave me an appreciation for how music is made, how it is composed, and how music is broken up into chords and the flow of a piece, and having the different emotions and just, yeah, I guess the composition of music. She definitely gave me greater insight and appreciation for it.
All right. I think that's all we got.
What?
I don't have anything more.
Okay, fine then, Ruben. I guess I do have one more surprise piece of content.
Ooh, surprise content, Batman.
Yes.
Or should I say additional surprise content,
yeah.
Batman?
And this is a difficult thing to put into words, but I'll do my best. I'm getting internet. I got internet this past week, this last Thursday. Internet was installed at my house. And the guy...
And what had you been doing before? Because clearly you enjoy watching YouTube, and I know you use the internet at places other than work.
Right.
And at home, or at your parents, I mean.
Right.
So clearly you had to have some kind of connection.
I did, and it was my hotspot. Ruben, did you know that there is a hotspot button in the control menu?
No.
I didn't either until I found out I can long press this, and there's the personal hotspot on and off switch. Wow. I wish that would have been, like, one of the main ones.
I think you can adjust that.
You're probably right, but I just now discovered that.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, isn't that handy? Like, that is just on and off, rather than having to go in the settings to turn on your hotspot. Anyways, me and my wife, we'd been using hotspotting at home instead of just having at-home Wi-Fi, home internet. And that worked all right, but I got so sick of having issues when I'm trying to play Xbox with you guys online and constantly having update issues and buffering. Oh.
Buffering is the worst.
When my screen buffers, I suffer.
I think a wise old
Chinese man said that once when he was trying to watch a YouTube video of how to use chopsticks or a giant metal needle to direct a choir. Me and my wife decided it is time to have internet at our house. And so we set up an appointment with MediaCom. And lo and behold, they actually showed up at the proper time, and it's all good. The guy, the technician that they sent, was super fast. He was on the ball. He was climbing up and down ladders. He was up on the roof running cables. He was down in the basement rummaging around, and you could tell that he was used to, like, getting into people's, like, houses and, like just...
He wasn't a stranger.
Right. Like, oh, yeah, I'm used to having to, like, move all of your luggage and totes down in the basement. I'm used to having to go through your messy office and kind of tiptoe through some of the wedding gifts and just sewing machines and arts and crafts and random things that you have in this little storage room here. I'm used to tiptoeing through all of that. He was very agile. And also very, I think squirrely is the best way I can describe it. And I don't really want to go into too much detail about him other than the fact that he smelled very strong of cologne or like Axe body spray and also cigarette smoke.
Well, I like to point out the positive things when you're telling a story.
Yeah.
At least he didn't have BO.
That's true. He didn't.
There's my 2 cents.
Thanks for that. And one strange thing that I observed was that whenever he was on his phone trying to program the modem/router for me, he was very intent. Or if he was writing something down, he was still and like intent on writing down things. He was very concentrated and very focused. But when he would be talking to me, all of a sudden... his body went nuts. Like, it was the weirdest thing.
What do you mean his body went nuts?
Like, and this is where it becomes difficult to put into words, but he would be focusing intently on his phone, and then I'd ask a question like, do you know, does the weather affect the speeds that I'll get? And then he looks up from his phone, looks over at me, and then he's like, well, you know, it really varies. And he, like, does this weird thing where...
You're writhing.
He writhes around, his ankles especially. His ankles especially, he would, like, kind of, like, go on tiptoes and then come back down, and then go on tiptoes again and then come back down, and just kind of, like almost like...
Almost like he was trying to transform into something else,
right,
but never quite did.
Yeah, or he had, like, it was... a stutter of the body, but he didn't stutter with his words. It flowed. In fact, he talked quite quickly. Like, he was very quick with his words, but his body would just, like, move just uncontrollably when he was forming those words. It was so weird. It was almost as if he was trying to burn calories while talking. But as soon as he was done talking, he decided, you know what? I've burned enough calories. I'll just go back to looking at my phone. It was so strange. It made me think that he might have been, like, addicted to meth or something. Or some kind of drug.
Out of episode.
That is interesting.
Layton, at some point, I'm going to ask you, I had a little bit of input on your situation. Are you going to bring that into the equation?
You had input, on the modem/router.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am so...
All right, Jeff needs to go. See you, Jeff. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, bye, Jeff.
Just like last week.
Just a choir. Just a choir director of a choir that has accompaniment. That's all he is. The lifeblood of single thoughts. Well, he's gone. We could actually talk about him. Behind his back. Oh, man. What a success story.
Anyway, continue your story.
Okay. You had recommended to me that I get my own router. And rather than renting a router from them, which they definitely recommend that you do, that you rent a router/modem from them, from Mediacom. Or actually, they probably, a lot of internet service providers.
Yeah, they all recommend that you rent from them.
Which, I agree, is dumb. But as soon as you, like, as soon as you set up an appointment, they also send you the modem. Like, they ship that to you so that when the technician comes on site, he just goes into your house, tiptoes through your office/basement, and finds the package that they sent you. And then he uses that to set up your internet. Anyways, you recommended that I buy my own router.
And modem, too, because they don't give you just a modem. So you need to buy your own modem. You can get a combo, modem router, as well.
Do you recommend that?
Usually I just get a separate modem and a separate router.
Okay. All right. And you know what? I asked Jeff, and sadly, he just left. I asked Jeff about buying a modem, and he said it's way too difficult to program a modem.
You don't need... They program it for you.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. So, do you think that I should have a modem ready so that when the technician comes to my house, he can set it up?
Okay, well, we're getting a little bit ahead of the story, right?
Whoa, yeah.
Because they were there, and it was working.
Right.
And now you're saying they're coming back.
They are.
Yeah, because you told me.
But I told you,
the
listeners don't know.
This is not really foreshadowing. This is just a spoiler.
I'm so sorry, listeners.
But yes, I would go buy a modem either at Staples or get it online and just do a brief Google search as far as what compatible.
Just buy it from Amazon.
You can buy it from Amazon.
And just smash the Amazon link.
Yeah, listeners should definitely do that. But for you, if you need it quicker than that, then you could just go to Staples and you could just ask them, is this modem compatible with Mediacom? And pretty much they probably all are, but I always just ask just in case. And you can
look, if they're wrong, you can at least come back and complain.
Well, the problem is you can look it up online too, But it changes a little bit from area to area.
Like, oh, okay.
It might be different here than it is in Chicago.
Or Bangladesh.
For MediaCom.
Yeah.
But that all being said, pretty much if you buy a modem, make sure it's the right kind of modem, either a cable modem or a DSL modem. They should all be backwards compatible if you buy a new one, so it should work.
Yeah. I should buy one tonight or tomorrow because my appointment is for Thursday. So, yeah.
Well, why? Okay, are you going to finish the story?
Well, okay, the reason that I set up another appointment and requested that a technician come out is because we were having to turn off the router / modem in one. We're having to turn it off and turn it back on several times a day. It would just kind of kick out. Like, the signal would still be there. The Wi-Fi signal was still there so that we could still connect to it, but there was no actual internet flow. And it was very frustrating. So far, every morning, we've had to reboot. Do you know what it's like to wake up without internet?
I don't. And the reason
Why don't you?
Because I have a separate modem and a router, and it always works. I reboot it maybe once every quarter, once every 3 months.
That's impressive.
And the sad thing, or the thing you need to watch out for, if your internet is cutting out, your iPhone might not be backing up or whatever, if you have Carbonite running at night.
Right. Anyway. That's a really good point. Hold on, Ruben. I'm adding to my what is the point segment.
Oh, okay, good. Because we're about to get there.
We are?
Well, is your story done?
Pretty much, but I still need. I feel like I need to make up one more point. Maybe you should have the last point.
Okay.
Okay, and it doesn't have to be like a point.
Yeah.
That came last, or mm-hmm. that just happened. It can be a point anywhere in this story, or anywhere in this episode. I mean. Are you ready?
I'm thinking.
Okay. I just thought of one. You don't have to.
Okay. Because yeah. I was about to go off on Papa John's disappointment of an app they have.
Oh, do that. That sounds way better.
The Papa John's app is great because it lets you order pizza without talking to a person, and it's delivered to your door without ever having to get on the phone with someone. However, they tried to add a feature to their app, and I like features as long as they work. Mm-hmm. If they don't work, I'd rather have fewer features.
Right.
And just have whatever it is work as well as it can. The feature that they added, after you place your order, and it's a really cool app, by the way, because you can tell if you want mushrooms on half the pizza or if you want onions on the other half.
Wow.
You can customize it so much. It's great. However, they added a feature where it tells you where the process is of preparing your pizza and how close it is to being delivered.
There's no way that that's actually accurate.
You would think it would be, but it's not.
I don't think that would
they
be accurate.
They show you when they're baking it. They show you, and they have a little animation that shows you when they're boxing it.
There's no way. An
animation for when it's on the way.
No.
And then they have an animation for when it's delivered. Well, I was over at a friend's house a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I was looking at the app, and I also looked at the estimated delivery time. And the pizza came probably 45 minutes before the estimated delivery time, and way before. I mean, I don't even know if it was on its way yet, according to the animation.
It was still in the oven.
It was still being boxed.
It was still being boxed when it was coming to the door.
And then
he probably just had it out and was like trying to box it quickly. Like, after he knocked on the door.
So, we weren't listening for the door to be knocked, and it's hard to hear where we were at in the house. But we did hear a faint knocking, and so we went to it. I went to it, opened it up, and I was like, oh, wow, the pizza's here. And then the gentleman, the pizza delivery guy, was a little upset that it had taken us, I don't know how long he was waiting, but he was waiting for more than a minute. He was a little upset how long he was waiting. And I was upset at him being upset because I was looking at his app that was supposed to tell me when it was being delivered.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I asked him about it. I asked him, you know, oh, the app said that it's still being boxed.
And he's like, no, it's in the box. Look at this. Do you not see this pizza?
Anyway, a couple weeks later, I was watching it after I ordered my pizza. I was looking at it to see how late it was and when it was marked as delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at least 10 minutes, and I'm thinking it was probably more than that. It was probably more like 15 minutes off. So if you have something like this where it should beep when the delivery guy stopped his car to bring the pizza in. It can't be that hard to do.
It can't. Well, then, if it's not that hard, Ruben, then you should develop an app that actually works.
That's not my skill set.
Oh, okay.
That's not my abilities to do.
It's not your forte.
But think of Uber, how well that works.
That does work well.
And Papa John's is way bigger than Uber is, no question about that. There's technology out there. They could very easily have a custom app for the delivery guys where all they do is just check off as they're getting out of their car.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry that technology doesn't work as well as what you think it should.
Well, the biggest thing is if you're going to have a feature and it doesn't work, then scrap it.
I agree. 100%.
That's all I've got.
Okay. Are we ready?
We're ready to get to the point.
Let's get to the point. I feel like I should announce them in numbers instead of in, like, just in sequence.
Okay.
And these numbers
number
are
number of importance?
No. They are numbers of chronological.
Okay.
Well,
won't we know by the order that you tell them to
us? I know, but having numbers kind of still makes it organized.
Okay.
Or feel like more of a list, because it is a list.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to the point.
Okay, let's get to the point. Number one, winter is preparation H. Number two, Jeff needs a giant needle. Number three, Jeff is a success story. Number four, meth heads tiptoe through basements. And then number five, and the last point, Ruben loves Papa's pizza, but not John's app. Those are
I don't
the
know
points.
If that's as funny to everyone else as it was to me.
Probably not.
What's a word, Layton, that you can leave with the listeners to get them through this next week?
I think I want to maybe, oh my word, like needles?